All credit to the boys, they worked really hard in training. And it's been hard to keep a set aside, really. And I've been out hunting for left backs and wingers. I've been out every night since I've been here, actually, because I don't like losing. And it was a case, we knew it was going to be tough today. But what a great performance. The boys worked their nuts off. And we played 4-4-2, which I love doing. And, you know, we've been waiting for Louis to get fit, the left back. And what a game he had. Everybody was superb today. And you had that little gut feel whether they'd nick one. But then we could have nicked it at the end. But, you know, the boys now, we're sticking together. We're working hard. And, you know, it was a bit of a shambles when I took over. It wasn't right, you know, leaving, you know, the league's important for this club. And, you know, like I say, I can't praise the boys enough. A great clean sheet and a great point away from home. You know, and it's a tough battle, this league. And I said to the boys, they need to start battling hard and working hard and marking and doing all the things that we haven't been doing. And thankfully, you know, they've done it today. Yeah, I just feel that, you know, and it's no disrespect to players here. I mean, we've got a squad of players and I'm going to be brutal and I'm going to be honest. And I feel I'm not good enough for this level. I've been patient and I've looked. And like I said, you know, I was 24 when I first took over at Barking as a player and a manager, and I've been in some difficult situations at Chelmsford, Enfield, Barking, Arrowborough, fighting for our lives. And one for ingredients you need is to work hard. And we've started to do that. And not only that, we've got some good young talent at this football club. Good young talent. You've seen it today. You've seen players coming through. And I'm playing them players. And they're getting mentally tough. And they know that I'm an hard taskmaster because I want to be the best. You know, I work with under 21 internationals in America, so I know what I can get out of players. And if I'm being honest with you, you know, I just felt that if we can get some confidence back, and that's why I played half the lads. There was eight that was on that pitch against Pitsy, and I expected to win. And, you know, after that and getting this game out of the way, you know, heads will roll because they're not good enough. And I have to start, you know, I've got five or six players lined up. But I've got to be honest, you know, Brentwood's not the most attractive place to go to. But it's our home and we love it and we respect it. And like you say, you know, we've got players that will eventually come because we're winning or we're doing well. You know, no one wants to come to a team and get beat 4-0 every bloody week away from home. So to come away to a good metropolitan side who are very tough at home, you know, and we've come on, and I thought it was very balanced. And I thought, you know, weren't a lot of chances. We had a couple in the first half. They've had a couple. And so I know that all the work that we've done is starting to come through. So I'm absolutely delighted.
Just a quick word on the second half change. Was it another injury?
Yeah, unfortunately, Martin took where you saw the tackle. God almighty. He's gone straight through him and he's dead-legged him. So that was a bit of a naughty one. And then obviously the right back has done his knee again. But, you know, we've got some cover and I'm very good tactically, I think. And technically, I'm very good. So we had the subs that could go on and do a job. And they did that job. And Josh Fanton, superb when he went on. So I'm absolutely delighted. Some good positives come out of it. And hopefully now we can bomb on to Tuesday night and start to, you know, keep another clean sheet and maybe, you know, get a bit more up front and start getting some wins. Long old season, long way to go. But at least we're not going to sides now and getting battered. Yeah. So I'm pleased. I'm going to have a good evening tonight and a few gin and tonics because I deserve them.